So continuing now with the second talk on sampajana, often translated as clear comprehension. But for these first day for this meditation, the translation I liked was clear recognition. In this simplest way of which we do mindfulness practice, we bring together our ability to be present and aware with our ability to clearly recognize. And sometimes we emphasize one more than the other, and we go back and forth. But as the practice gets deeper and deeper, more and more still, quiet, peaceful, sometimes the part that needs to be emphasized and really helps this mindfulness practice come to maturity is the recognition, the clear recognition of phenomena, what's happening in the moment, the clear observation that recognizes it. And that recognition gets quieter and quieter itself, more and more peaceful, almost as if it's just a whisper in the mind or something. So this recognition is an important factor. In other situations in life, outside of meditation, sampajana is sometimes better translated as clear comprehension or clear understanding. And this speaks to how a Buddhist life, maybe a human life, involves more than mindfulness, more than moment-to-moment awareness and recognition of what's happening now, but also involves contemplation, reflection, wise thinking about what's going on. That does, in fact, involve understanding things that where things come from and where things are going, and the kind of the context for why we do things, and what motivates us to do things, and this fullness of a human life that we're able to kind of navigate or swim in all the different aspects of our psychological, emotional, physical, social life, and understand and navigate, and that is part of what makes life rich and is an important part of life. And so then clear comprehension in the world of activities is part of a wise practice. And so in mindfulness practice, there is this instruction that I read last week about mindfulness in activities, that as we reach out our arm, bend our arm, there's clear comprehension as we put on our clothes, or as we eat, or as we go to the bathroom. There's clear comprehension of these activities, this list of things that. But in every ordinary, non-ordinary human activity we engage in, there can be clear comprehension of the activity. And the ancient commentaries have four different areas that we can reflect on or contemplate so we can live a wise life. And these are a clear comprehension of purpose, clear comprehension of suitability, clear comprehension of the posture, and clear comprehension of non-delusion. And to kind of take some time with each of these long enough so they come a little bit second nature. It isn't so we have to kind of bring out a checklist and go through this and live this kind of truncated life of analysis, but rather these four areas are meant to open us up and free us, live a wiser life. So the first is clear comprehension of purpose, and that's to ask ourselves, what's the purpose of what we're about to do? What's the purpose of the thing we're doing? What was the purpose of what we just did? And sometimes what we think was the purpose might not really have been the purpose, or things shift and change, or sometimes we're not really aware of the subconscious reasons why we're doing something. So the reflection afterwards is very helpful. But especially before, if you're wondering what to do, to really understand what's the purpose for doing this. So going and standing in front of the refrigerator ready to open it, if you ask yourself the question, what's the purpose of opening this refrigerator? And really ask yourself that question, simply to answer it in order to open the door, That's a fine answer in a certain kind of way, and some people make that kind of answer as a kind of, I don't know, spiritual superiority, that, you know, look, just that's all I'm doing, the simplicity, I'm just being present for this. But still, the opening the refrigerator door has a purpose. I'm looking for a snack. I want to fill my loneliness with something or distract myself. Or I'm really hungry, and if I don't have some food now, the next conversation I have, I won't be at my best. And or my family's hungry, and I'm going to cook for them. Or I need to kind of go shopping. I need to see what's in there. And what's the purpose? So you keep asking, what's the purpose of this? And but more importantly than kind of those kinds of things like that is the purpose wholesome or unwholesome? Is it a wholesome purpose? Is it a beneficial purpose, or is it not? So to ask this question, what is the purpose? It's fascinating to do this with speech. In fact, I've often taught that if you really want a shortcut to the depths of your inner life and maybe the royal road to the unconscious, is to keep asking yourself, why are you going to say what you say? What drives, what motivates you to speak? And to really kind of, because many people speak somewhat impulsively, subconsciously or unconsciously or without much reflection. And there's a reservoir, a wellspring of motivations behind what we say. And to ask ourselves the question, why am I saying this? Why am I going to say this? Can begin revealing some of these layers and layers of what drives us, what the operating systems we have. And sitting down to meditate. What's the purpose of meditation? Not to evoke a lot of reflection, but to be clear about it. I've sat down to meditate just out of rote habit. This is what I do. And sometimes I've done that, and I haven't really been that involved in my meditation. It's just like I'm still kind of moving along in my train of thoughts and a little bit distracted and concerned about things. And I've sat down to meditate and said, what's the purpose of meditation now? And just that question, even though the purpose might be this, you know, same answer, then every day, like, you know, I'm here to be present. I'm here to let go of my clinging and attachment, to really be here in a clear way. So all kinds of, you know, answers to that question. So even if it's the same answer every day, to really say it to oneself, oh, this is the purpose. That recognition, that acknowledgement, can give us a little bit more kind of stability or emphasis to, okay, let's do it. Let's not just let the habits of the mind continue to have their own way. Let's really show up and be present here and do the practice. So asking ourselves, what is it, what's the purpose we have? And it's a great question. We can ask, if someone asks, in a conversation and supporting other people, sometimes it's very helpful to ask them, if they're struggling with a decision, what's the purpose of the decision? What is the underlying value of what you're trying to do, or intention or direction you're trying to go? So this is to ask these kinds of questions is to live a reflective life, a contemplative life. And one of the things I think is very helpful is to spend some time with that kind of contemplative thinking. I like to go for walks by myself, and just that's where I contemplate. And I'm delighted by the different things that will pop up in my mind that won't come up in the mind if I'm living my full life doing all the usual things. I need to have a fallow time or some time away from everything to let things percolate and bubble up. Often for me, exercising does the same thing. It's something about exercising where I give my freedom to my mind, and there's a kind of contemplation that begins going on, and reflection that kind of happens naturally. So to live a not just a mindful life, But to live a mindful life that's supported by and guided by a contemplative life, a reflective life. And one of the key forms of contemplation and reflection is to ask the question, what's the purpose of what you're going to do? And that might be for the particular event, particular activity for right now. But also occasionally it's good to kind of open up that question and ask, what's the purpose for my life, for what I'm doing, for my work? And to really kind of explore, and whatever purpose comes up for you, is that really the purpose you want to stand behind, that you really want to devote yourself to? What purpose of life do you really want to devote yourself to that's nourishing, freeing, opening, that really feels that it's nourishing and enlivening and purposeful for you in a good way? And one of those things is to walk the Buddhist path, the path to freedom. So, thank you. And may you reflect today, the next 24 hours, on purpose. Clear comprehension of purpose in a relaxed way. Maybe supported by the simplicity of recognition. Keep things simple and just kind of contemplate and see what benefits and aliveness comes from a clear understanding of purpose. So thank you all very much.